From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Here's what's happening. Don't panic, but a newly discovered asteroid will zip close by Earth on Thursday, but poses no threat of crashing into our planet, even though it is passing within the orbit of the moon. The asteroid, called 2010 GA6, is a relatively small space rock. It's about 71 feet wide and was discovered by astronomers with the Catalina Sky Survey in Tucson, Arizona. The space rock will fly within the orbit of the moon when it passes Earth on Thursday at 7:06 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. But NASA astronomers said, not to worry, we're all safe. At the time of its closest pass, the asteroid will be about 223,000 miles from the planet. That's about 9/10 the distance between Earth and Moon. The only thing that bothers me is they never knew about this one before, and here it is. Rains began pelting Rio again early Wednesday, hours after the heaviest deluge on record sent killer mudslides cascading down hillsides and turned streets into raging torrents in Brazil's second biggest city. Now, the death toll increased to 100 in Rio, with children there kept from schools for a second straight day. Authorities urging people, hey, just stay home. And the 2010 Atlantic hurricane season will produce an above-average 8 hurricanes, 4 of them major, posing a heightened threat to United States coastline, according to the Colorado State University Hurricane Forecasting Team. In its second forecast in 4 months for the 2010 season, the leading storm research team, founded by hurricane forecaster pioneer William Gray, said the six-month season beginning on June 1st would likely see 15 named tropical storms. The team forecast a 69% chance of at least one major hurricane making landfall on the U.S. coastline in 2010, compared with a long-term average probability of 52%. Mitch Batras, he is one of our special guests on Coast to Coast, heads up Earth Changes Media. Mitch, what's their accuracy right long-term, this group in Colorado?
They're pretty good. I would say that Dr. Gray is been around for a long, long time, well-respected, and his accuracy is pretty darn good. I'd say up in the 85% range.
So if they say we could have a problem, we could have a problem.
Well, yes. Dr. Gray will be the first one to tell you it's not global warming, first of all. He's very vocal about that. But yes, it does look like there's certainly about a 30% increase of hurricane activity this coming year, this coming season. And the reason for that is what they would tell you is El Nino, La Nina, La Cucaracha. All these kind of funny names simply mean that something is shifting. The ocean currents are shifting. And then you look at the cause of that, and it takes you back up into space at charged particles, which is already starting to manifest, always has. I mean, the science community is certainly catching on to that. So with these the devastating hurricanes that certainly could be coming our way, I would tell you, George, that's not really the area. I'm not so concerned about the hurricanes, although it certainly could be damaging. I'm more concerned about earthquakes and volcanoes.
And we've had a lot of earthquakes lately, Mitch, 4 big ones. Is that unusual?
It is. In the sense of, it's not unusual in the number per year so far. It is a bit unusual in the close time periods, time means between them. That is a bit unusual. Although I've stated this on your show before, that what we're seeing now, as large as they are, 7.8, 7.9, 8.0, there's more to come, and it's going to come very, very soon.
All right, Mitch, thank you so much. Mitch's website will be part of our Twitter feed. It's earthchangesmedia.com. Now, the next time you travel, depending on the airline you're with, and you put something up there in the overhead baggage section, you might have to pay extra money for it, especially if you fly Spirit Airlines. Now, Spirit is based in Florida, and they fly folks around from Fort Lauderdale to some areas of Latin America. Baggage fees have sneaked out of the belly of the plane and into the overhead bin. Spirit Airlines will charge as much as $45 each way for a carry-on bag starting August 1st. Personal items like your purse, laptop, computers that fit under the seat will be free. That's nice of them. Spirit is the first airline to charge passengers for carry-ons. My, oh, my, oh, my. General Motors reported a $3.4 billion loss in the fourth quarter of 2009, but it's on track to possibly return to profitability, they say, in 2010. Governor Charlie Crist, the Seminole Tribe of Florida, and the once reluctant lawmakers there have signed off on a gambling deal guaranteed to bring at least $1 billion to the state over the next 5 years. And after that, Florida would be poised to become the Las Vegas of the southeastern United States. The linchpin of the deal is a 5-year agreement with the Seminoles, giving them the exclusive rights to run banked card games, including blackjack, at 5 of their 7 facilities, including their lucrative Tampa Hard Rock Casino that brings in at least half of all the tribe's Florida gambling revenue. Eating more fruit and vegetables has only a modest effect on protecting against cancer, a study into the link between diet and diseases found. A study of 500,000 Europeans joins a growing body of evidence undermining the high hopes that pushing 5 a day might slash Western cancer rates. Apparently, they say it's not going to happen. I'll tell you one thing you need to do, and I'm going to bring in Christian Wild here in just a second. You need to increase your alkaline in your body and lower your acidity. Christian Wild with us. Christian, this is one of the big things. We haven't talked about it before in the program before. I think it's so important tonight that we talk to some of our listeners about this, balancing your system. Correct?
Homeostasis, critically important. If I can take a second, George, yesterday we lost in the entertainment business a personal friend and a wonderful man in the person of Eddie Carroll. Many of your listeners know Eddie. He's been the voice of Jiminy Cricket for the past 36 years for Disney, and he has performed his one-man show as Jack Benny around the world. And it's unfortunate that we lost him to cancer, and we're talking about cancer tonight. Yes, in regard to homeostasis and alkaline and acid balance, our bodies are comprised alkaline and acid. If we get over the scale and reach into the acid area, we become acidic. It can be a breeding ground for all kind of diseases, and there is much research that cancer survives and populates in that kind of contaminated environment.
It's very easy to fight this, Christian. First of all, I'd recommend that everybody go to their health food store or go online or go to their pharmaceutical store and get some pH test strips. That's very important, isn't it?
Isn't that funny you brought that up? Because I have some sitting right in front of me. And the proper balance is 7.35 to 7.45. It affects acidic values, affect many, many diseases and ailments that people have had all their life, and they don't know their pH balance. They don't know how to maintain it. They don't know what could keep them, for instance, people who suffer from IBS, just a few diseases, acid reflux, gastric problems, tiredness, fatigue, may be out of balance in their pH. So you get these little strips from your pharmacy, and you dip them in the urine, and it will tell you.
Or saliva.
Or saliva, that's true. So eating, though this article did not give fresh fruits and vegetables much credit in regard to cancer. That's just one study, incidentally. We know that for maintaining the proper acidic and alkaline balance, that the dark green vegetables and the colored vegetables are very beneficial. You know, when you have a problem with your battery in your car and the terminals are all built up with acid, what do? You pour baking soda on them.
That's right.
And it neutralizes them. They know that in treating metabolic disease, kidney failure, they get a 60% slowed rate of the decline in the disease. And many of you who are listening tonight are dealing with a certain stage of kidney failure. Bicarbonate of soda is what the physician will give you. And if they're not, you may want to ask them about it.
And there's special foods you can make. And when I say special foods, I mean foods we eat every day, but there's some that are too acidy.
Oh, there are some
that aren't.
And stay away from, if you find out your balance is high in acid, you may be drinking too much coffee, drinking too much soda, eating too much meat, or smoking. I asked a lady sometime in a conversation, I said, are you acidic? And she said, no, I'm Catholic. I said, no, I'm talking about your blood value and your acid value.
All right, my friend. Christian Wild, his website, myheartbook.com, has a regular newsletter, and I really invite all of you to take heed and read it, if you would. It is available at 866-STEM-123. Now, don't do this at home. A health worker has sparked a new trend in therapy by wrapping patients in oil-soaked blankets and then setting fire to them. Don't do that at home. His name is Han Li. He runs a clinic in China's capital of Beijing. He says it looks pretty dangerous, but it's harmless when done properly. We've never had a patient burn yet. Patients say the heat therapy produces total relaxation despite having flames just centimeters from their bare skin, and apparently it makes them feel better. Up next, somebody who will try to make us feel better and talk with us about what's going on in this planet is Stephen Quayle. And Stephen's next on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Stephen Quayle, author of the Primer for Understanding Bioterrorism called Breathe No Evil. He is an accomplished host himself and an expert on just what's going on this planet from biblical days on now. Here's Stephen Quayle. Stephen, how are you?
Greetings, George. Well, I'm out in the middle of earthquake country, and the bottom line is that we're seeing some massive, massive warning signals, and I don't think that people can avoid it any longer. We're seeing, in my opinion, the systematic implementation of the New World Order's agenda for the destruction of about 5.5 billion people on the planet. Now, when people look at what's the events that are taking place in the economy, in the heavens, on the earth, in the seas, in the oceans, in the under the earth, all these events are showing that there's something of a phenomenon taking place, a nexus point in which all evil events that seem to have been prophesied are coming to a quick focus for most folks. And, you know, I think it was 1,883 earthquakes, close to that, from the Baja up in the last week in, obviously, Southern California.
Yeah.
And given the extreme distress of nations, I think it's time for people to understand that all the talk of preparation, all the talk of impending major quantum changes in their life, they're here. I know you've had Cliff and George of the WebBots on. You've had, obviously, all the different guests on talking about this. But if you take it all together, this is not a period now where anyone can afford to slack off or take, you know, a permanent vacation. They've got to understand that everything in the economy is shaking. I still get emails, George, people saying, well, it's not so bad yet. Remember, the day comes that when you no longer have the last meal, you have a whole different set of problems. And we're talking now about different events that are so focusing or becoming a focus of most people's lives. It's one thing when the other guy loses his job. It's another thing when you lose your job. It's one thing when the whole country loses $27 trillion. Another thing when the retirement funds and the money you'd put away for a rainy day and for your later years is gone. So the evaporation process, the financial assets in this country are accelerating at a tremendous pace. You know, Gerald Celente, you had him on the other day. When people have nothing to lose, he says, and have lost it all, they lose it. Coupled in with what George and Cliff are talking about, the summer riots, and then you see riots breaking out all over the world, and you're seeing something I think is the systematic orchestration of the Illuminati's plan to basically depopulate the world.
Stephen, you remind me of a racehorse. You shot out of the gate, and you went right to the front, so we're going to have to hold on for this ride tonight, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and I'm really... Tonight, I want people to understand, I left my own radio show of 15 years. I turned it over to a couple guys because that's how late it is in the game. And, you know, George, I salute you for all of the energy you have. But we're now in a place where somebody once said, when the events that you've been warning about have come to pass, the time to prepare is gone at last. And I think that we're seeing now just distress of nations. I'll tell you an interesting thing. I had dinner tonight at one of the major hotels in Southern California with a fund manager who handles, you know, $1 billion worth of other people's money. And he said he got a call from someone today, and they said, and I can't tell you that this is going to happen next week, but everybody that he talks to around the world is talking about the systematic execution and implementation of seismic warfare. And what's tragic is people say they don't believe in this stuff, but when the former secretaries of defense like Sam Cohen and Zbigniew Brzezinski, national security advisor, talk about seismic weapons, and the day is now here, and they're talking 1972 in those days, and later for obviously Brzezinski 72, and we're talking about the technology to generate earthquakes, to accelerate volcanic eruptions. And now we're talking about the whole weather change. We're seeing strange events. When I say strange, even by anybody's standards, global warming is absolutely not the issue. What's the issue right now is that all the volcanoes seem to be becoming active at once. All of the winds and the waves, and you're reading, obviously, stories about rogue waves. And what's fascinating to me is the subsea surface areas of the great trenches of the world. There happen to be 11 of them. This corresponds with the abyss. This corresponds with the habitation of devils. And what's interesting to me, I was going to quote something tonight that we're seeing now, I would say mythological presentations on the front page of the New York Times, the major press. Remember when Anubis, the god of the underworld, the guardian of the veil, came into New York Harbor? If people were smart and they were observant, you would have noticed Anubis's spear point, the tip of the spear, pointing at the Statue of Liberty's, let's just say this, reproductive area. And people say, well, that's just a stretch, isn't it, Steve? Well, let's look at who Anubis is. We're now seeing the greatest country in the world, in my opinion, exploited. We're seeing it raped. We're seeing it pillaged. We're seeing it plundered. People still are shaking their heads trying to figure out how can $27 trillion go to bail out all the banks, et cetera, and yet we can't get a loan for our house, or the mortgage rates are rising. And you remember all the happy talk from Ben the Happy Clown Bernanke and out of the gate Gaethner, who's begging China this week not to do.
Oh, they're not too happy these days, are they?
No, and isn't it fascinating how, you know, Good News Charlie and Happy Billy are talking about all the great things that are going to happen, and then the dire faces on the front of Matt Drudge, DrudgeReport.com, are showing them that these are not the happy campers anymore. So the thing is that, in my opinion, there is no turning this thing around. I know that, you know, you and I both want a happy ending, and maybe the best ending we can hope for is that people start getting real and wake up, because California is coming apart at the seams. They're withholding state income tax returns. They're obviously looking for revenue and everywhere, and this is what's happening across the country, George.
Oh, that's right. They're not alone, Steve.
They're not alone, and the states, listen, the states are going to be in a mad dash for cash. And when there is no cash available, they're going to look to you-know-who, the American taxpayer. And again, I'm sorry it has to sound like something of the Pirates of the Caribbean, but rape, pillage, and plunder, this great country is going under. And somebody says, well, I'm down on America. I love this country, George, with all my heart. The country that was, the country that put forth individual initiative, the country that had values. We were the envy of the rest of the world. And if you go to the Book of Revelation, start seeing this great mystery city of Babylon that in 1 hour gets destroyed, and you see all the things that are happening where the kings of the earth are going to howl when Babylon. Now, listen, the Anubis statue that came in New York City, 25 feet tall, had a suitcase. And typically, the suitcase was representative. What, Anubis went on a vacation to New York to give Lady Liberty a good time? And I don't know, did you see the picture with the suitcase standing?
Yeah, but see, Stephen, I think we can win this. And deep down inside, I still think you do, too.
Well, let me tell you this. I believe it's going to be the ultimate spiritual battle carried out in the physical. And I do believe that, obviously, it's the light versus darkness, kingdom of God versus the kingdom of darkness. And, you know, people used to give me a bad time, and still do, by the way, when I start talking about spiritual matters. And the thing is that we're seeing now, we're seeing such a massive, massive play for the return of the giants, the return of the Space Brothers. I don't know if you're watching it, George, but there's massive amounts of reports now coming out of Israel that they first started on July, I think, 11th of 2009, where basically the 9-foot giants are coming out of the spacecraft. And it's interesting because the fallen angels first came to Earth on Mount Hermon, which is in Israel. And the bottom line is that, or greater Israel, the country of Israel, I'm not talking just the nation of Israel, with its old boundaries. And so what we're seeing now, in my opinion, is we're seeing the whole return of the four horsemen of the apocalypse. And, you know, one of the things that most people don't understand is that it's given power to the beast to take peace from the earth. And I can tell you that most people I know would like to live in a relative state of peace. But if you look at the wars and rumors of wars and the fake out, take out, and break out, we're seeing so many things happening. It's I think it's a very, very a time to wake up and get real.
This is just a glimpse of what we're going to talk with Stephen Quayle about tonight, who's with us for four special hours on Coast to Coast AM. And you're also listening to Stephen Quayle, and we'll be back with Stephen in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM. Stephen, this government quest for money, this invasion of privacy, brings up a topic I haven't had a chance to talk with you about yet, and that is the red light cameras that are popping up all around cities in this country to trap people, to get them if they're going through a red light or something. They're not hiring police, and they're charging exorbitant fees to people to try to generate more revenue. Is this going to continue?
Oh, it's only going to get worse, George. I mean, the point being is that, by the way, more than the red light cameras, if everybody looks at the intersections of any of a major city, they'll see a camera that is pointing to the oncoming car lane. It's not just basically to revenue enhance, it's to control the flow of traffic. Every single license plate can be scanned in just a minute amount of time and fed into the data computers that are out there. And it's to control. See, it's not the money. I've talked to some illuminists over my life of being an investigative writer, if you will. And the thing that's fascinating to me, when you sit down with them and they get hammered, meaning they get too much of their pride and the liquor of their choice, or whatever of their choice, the point is that they want the control. And this is fascinating because you're hearing all the troop movements in America. You're hearing the reintroduction of, let's face it, whoever would have thought you'd see Gestapo? Those are historic images portrayed on the television screen with some of our senators calling for basically machine gun toting guards on every form of transportation in every airport. I just, when I flew into LAX, I was surprised. I mean, not only the guard dogs, and let me get to the guard dog, one of the largest breeders of guard dogs in the United States. I'm talking about police-trained guard dogs. Or
German Shepherds, right?
Said that he has had an order for, you ready for this, 25,000 dogs. Now, that's a lot
what?
Of dogs. Yep.
He can handle that?
Yes, he can. He's the largest.
That's huge.
That's huge. And the thing that was troubling to him, he said when he saw who the orders were coming in from, it made him think. And he said, I cannot do what I'm continuing to do. Now, I don't know if he sold the business or whatever, but when you look at guard dogs, think of all the images of history. And the only ones that you can come up with in the immediate are either the Berlin Wall, sometimes North Korean images, but you go right back to Nazi Germany. And what I think is critical for people to understand, the same group of individuals, what I would call preternatural bankers. Preternatural bankers means above natural bankers. Jesus said, you know, the love of money is the root of all evil, and the control of money is the control of all evil. So therefore, he who controls the money, according to the head of the Rothschild banking firms, Amschel Rothschild said, basically controls the people. He said, give me control of a nation's currency or money, and I care not who writes its laws.
He was right, though.
He was right. Now, let's just look at Congress, okay, and the Senate. I think the term I coined for when we did one of our first shows years back, political piranhas in the Potomac of self-indulgence, okay? Now, that about nails it. In other words, here is a superior elite class, supposedly elected by the people in their states to go and represent the people's wishes, and basically they're the quintessential carnivores now. The thing is they consume everything by taxation, the new value-added taxes that are being proposed, the exchange controls, and this is something we better talk about, George, on your show tonight. Whenever a nation introduces exchange controls, that means taking the money out of the country or putting a surcharge or surtax mm-hmm. on the money you take out of the country, the next thing that follows is you can't leave the country. I probably get, with no exaggeration, 2 to 3 dozen emails a week saying, where do we go and should we go now? It is my contention, along with everybody else's contention, that we're going to see something most likely so severe happen prior to July, and obviously the web bots are saying July, The thing is that everybody that I know in law enforcement, and I got a call from one of the, I'll just be very kind of caustic here, or excuse me, a little bit cautious here, for maybe caustic too.
Somewhat evasive, I guess, right?
Yes, and someone who's really well connected. He says, "I fear for my governor's life. I'm in charge of helping his security, and it appears to us a false flag is being set up where a governor or two will be assassinated, and they don't know where." But this is coming down in our country. You see, this is why there's no credibility when a nation inhabits a lie, or excuse me, totally turns away from truth and closes its eyes to what's going on. Then the change that's brought about is a transformational change. For instance, let's take what's going on in this country. Who would have ever thought that the nationalization of all aspects of the American economy would take place in the United States of America? I just was listening to one of your guests talking about, listen, we got more stuff being nationalized in Russia than creating and mobilizing a private army. Now, does this sound a little bit like the land of the home and land of the free,
no
home and the brave?
There's no question about it. This whole evolution is going so fast. It's like they pulled out the old playbook and finally they said, we've got to implement all this and we've got to do it right now, because it just seems to be one thing after the next. They just don't stop.
And when they discredit and intimidate dissenters, the next step is then they create a crisis in order to declare a national emergency of martial law.
Well, I've got to ask you this, as we approach tax time in just a week or so from now, what has become of the Browns, the married couple that got arrested up there on the East Coast? You know, they were up in their home, and they held people at bay for a while. They've been arrested. They're in jail. They've been separated. Do we know anything else about what's happened to them?
That's all I know. But what we should be looking at is the focusing on the vilification. Let me share a formula that I think almost looks like Roman numerals, but I think it will help people understand the steps and how they're being implemented. The first one is the letter I for identify. The next one is the letter V, as in Victor, for vilify. Next one's N, nullify. And the final one is D, as in destroy. Now, what's happening in this country, and this is tragic, just running down, you know, the four points that stick out, is that basically then you have to create violent civic unrest to blame on dissenters. It's the old Hegelian dialectic, which means you bring about the desired change by introducing a problem. You're the initiator of the problem. You're the provider of the solution. You bring about your desired change. Now, let's go to what happens after that. Next, the word for eliminate means murder dissenters, and you suspend the Constitution, the judiciary, and do away with elections. I've had multiple police officers contact me and tell me that something's up. They're having problems, George, with the new national radios that have been placed in, the radios where police talk to each other and everything, not only HF high frequency and ultra high frequency, but they have trunk lines. And now there are specific policemen being kept out of the loop. It seems like they have a massive cybernetic control center that can say that if John Doe doesn't like the fact that his department is going the way of the New World Order, they can suspend communications to John Doe. So as a police officer, he can basically be cut out of the loop. And I've told people this, since you and I even talked about the red list, the blue list, and the green list, that the police officers who are going to initially go along with the roundup of civilians, the internment of civilians, after they're done with them, they get killed too. And I've had law enforcement officer after law enforcement officer, sheriff, it doesn't matter who, chief of detectives, calling me and saying, Steve, it's just like you said. And I said, then you know what's underway. And they said they have strange officials coming around their departments, making them swear allegiance to the current administration and not to the Constitution. Now, that's strange, George, because classically, I'm no constitutional scholar, but pretty much most of the military and the law enforcement initially in this country took an oath of allegiance to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So we've got a vilification scheduling going on, and what I think's going to be filling the prison camps first are the amount of people that are going to be out of jobs. If you look at how many university students are graduating, no jobs, how many student loans are going basically totally uncollected because simply there's no hiring going on.
They can't pay them back. They don't have jobs.
So then you come up with some form of a national civilian either police force or workforce, and you work for the government for so many years, and guess what? You no longer have your student loans. And then you've got the desperation, and this is what bothers me. When people say there are no death panels, remember we heard that when the health care bill was going to be passed? Oh, there are no death panels. Now all of a sudden there are death panels. Well, let's just take the same thing. How do you know when something exists? Well, obviously is when they deny it, okay? And it doesn't matter if it's disclosure. It doesn't matter if it's Mars. And how many years do we hear there's no water on the moon? Now there's plenty of water on the moon. Or I call the famous jet propulsion laboratory red glow of deceit. Remember when you used to see the pictures of Mars and they always had that reddish, almost look like a sepia tone, no matter what you saw? Well, that was basically just the faking of, listen, I've talked to four-star generals, and I'm talking active duty. I'm not talking old guys that you see on Fox, with no disrespect to those guys. And I'm talking guys that fly machines that most people don't know exist and fight the things that most people don't even know go bump in the night. And they're talking, one of the jokes even amongst them is this, boy, you know, how hard is it to see the absolute gullibility of the American people? And when I asked them a couple of years ago, I said, why don't you guys do something? They said it's up to the people to decide what kind of government they want. And now I'm afraid most people who have gone along with their silence and by their indifference are going to have the most totalitarian regime in history. That's what the Bible calls the reign of Antichrist.
Well, let's make the assumption that they want this one world government and that they're going to begin to implement it. What are we seeing now? What are the trends that you're seeing that will tell you, that would convince you, Stephen, that that's the plan?
Well, first of all, their own writings, okay? You can postulate all you want, but you can take any of the spokesmen or spokeswomen for the New World Order, any of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, any of the multitudinous lists of the different groups that exist in there, they come right out and tell you. And I think the thing is that the main thing everybody's got to watch, and especially for those of you listening in who are currency traders, look what's happened to the euro. Remember about, a year ago, the euro was probably $1.52, and now it's down to $1.29.
Yep.
All paper currencies will fail, necessitating a global currency. And the global currency is called a one-world currency, and or a one-world monetary system. And again, look, I can tell you this. Instead of the New York Times, I read the Book of Revelation. And I listen to, you know, magnanimous ignorance of the people that supposedly are history teachers, and they don't see it's happening right under their nose.
You see the apocalypse occurring right now, don't you?
Yes, I see the start of it right now. I think 2012 is going to be the implementation. By the way, if I were to tell people what will be the defining event that all hell breaks loose, and I'm talking literally all hell, and that we are launched at record speed into the apocalypse, it will be this great earthquake that's getting ready to happen. Again, you can go into Revelation 11, 12 and see that. So here's the thing, and this is what I think people have to understand, that I didn't say this, but if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? In other words, you want, and I want, and we want for our kids, our grandkids, and their children, we want, in essence, the old nation that once was so wonderful, that gave us all the opportunity and afforded us to be the
We want the American dream back.
We want the American dream. So the question is, what has been the transition from the American dream into the global nightmare? Well, it's real simple. The globalists are nightmare individuals, because freedom and control do not go hand in hand. And the control, this is what I'm trying to get across to everybody. The more you see anybody pushing for control, I don't care if it's one of those lying demons from hell, a senator, or one of those lying devils from hell, the House of Representatives. Listen, the political party in this country is just nothing more than a revolving whorehouse, okay? One group comes in the front door, one group comes in the back door. They basically service their clients. In this case, I'm talking about all the money interests of the world. And they go out the front door if they're the ruling party, and the back door if they're the defeated party. But it's the same, basically, revolving door whorehouse of total treason. Now, how is that for being blunt?
My gosh. I haven't heard you this fired up in years. What happened?
Well, I'll tell you quite candidly, I think we're, George, I'm serious. I think we are out of time. The thing that bothers me is when I sit down and I'm kind of on a fact-finding mission, talking with different people, I want to share something about the precious metals, okay? This should be the, I've said so many times, if I've said 1,000 times, then I'm not underestimating it. The precious metals are the barometer of what's happening in the world. The platinum and palladium markets, the gold and silver markets, we now have eyewitness testimony that they've been manipulated, just like, yeah, I think you've had Bill Murphy of GATA on your show before. Mm-hmm. Gold Antitrust Action Committee. Listen, those guys have been stalwart, and God bless them. They have fought the fight for the lazy people, even the fancy gold traders that trade paper gold. But here's the deal. There's no gold to back it up. There's no silver to back up the contracts. And the CFTC was just presented with eyewitness testimony by one of the guys doing the manipulation for one of the biggest banks, J.P. Morgan. Guess what? He had someone try to run him over, I think, in London. Thank God he lived. So,
well, I've always told people when you buy gold, physically get it.
Yeah, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Now we've got a situation where the Canadian Depository, I think it's Scotia, Scotia Bank, is basically, they've sold $1 billion or more metals to people, and their metals aren't there. And, you know, the thing is that this is the greatest scam in the history of the world. In essence, it's Bessie being milked. And Bessie is the American public. The American middle class is being so absolutely pillaged. And they wonder, gee, what's that feeling? And I say, listen, imagine a milk cow that's had its udder ripped off. And you got to understand its ability to give milk or provide sustenance is pretty well gone.
Have you noticed of the amount of advertisements that are popping up all around the country for second mortgages again or home equity lines of credit? Isn't that what got us in this problem?
Absolutely. If you remember, I don't care if it was a talking lizard on TV or it was the round-faced jolly fellow that says borrow 150% of your value. Here's the financial instruments that have been put forth, and I think it was Matt Talib that said that, like for instance, some of the big investment firms, Goldman Sachs, he called them the giant vampire squid sucking the lifeblood and the financial lifeblood out of America. And so they who develop these financial instruments of financial destruction, derivatives, and for the record, you and I were talking about derivatives 6 or 7 years ago, and I said it's a quadrillion-dollar problem. I got hundreds of emails. You don't know what you're talking about. By the way, I can count to a quadrillion. Most of my critics can't. And so what I'm saying here is this, is that you have now the entire capital base of the United States gone. When people put $1,000, let's say take John Doe, we'll make up an imaginary man. He goes and puts $1,000 in the bank. John Doe thinks that he reasonably can go back and get $1,000 in the bank. Well, didn't we just see Citibank say, gee, you have to notify us of a week in advance to take your money out?
Well, they didn't implement it, but they said they were thinking about it.
Right. Yeah. Well, they backtracked. But the thing is that, and do you remember when money market funds were supposed to be always good for par value? Mm-hmm. And remember when IRAs, KEOs, 401k, see, the thing is when, what Gerald Celente calls them, guaranteed accounts of confiscation. Well, I don't think people understand when you are broke, you're going to look for money any place you can. Getting back to the gold and silver, it's my contention that gold and silver, and Mark, if you're listening, platinum and palladium, I put up a warning on my website a couple months ago, platinum and palladium ready to explode. Platinum and palladium, 17 times less available than gold or silver. I'm trying to tell people this. The Chinese, the Indians, the Russians, everybody is buying strategic metals, minerals, and mineral deposits. They're buying commodities. It doesn't matter if it's everything from water property that Headwaters run. Everybody's buying commodities, yet the United States is basically playing, again, we're playing the harlot. And that's why Mystery Babylon is called the harlot. We're selling our children's future. We're selling our souls. And we're basically pulling an Esau on steroids, that all that a man has will he give for a bowl of pottage. That's why we are in the apocalypse. By the way, the word apocalypse means the unfolding. It means the revealing of things hidden. It's like why there are seven seals in the book of Revelation. Great, some of the old spirituals, you know, have the seven seals. John wrote the book of Revelation. And the thing is that we're seeing now, in my opinion, that every image that could possibly be given, and that's why this whole thing with Anubis is fascinating to me, because you've got right now, you've got mythological creatures being developed in bioweapons laboratories, soon to be turned loose.
We'll talk about some of these giants that you mentioned earlier, Stephen, when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. Steve Quayle's with us for 4 hours tonight. We'll take phone calls the last 2 hours of the program with him.